Track 6.
Malo, kia ora. If I could please have... Okay, if I could please have everyone's attention. Okay, now, you've all been doing some fabulous practical work. The demo tapes you made on Friday were awesome. But remember, you've also got to produce 3 written assignments if you're going to pass this course. You should have details of the first assignment in the handout I gave you. When was it? Last week. You all got that? That's right, Dwayne, you were away. Here you go, mate. Okay, so what you have to do is choose a composer to write about. Now, before you all moan, when I say composer, that doesn't mean it has to be a classical composer. This composer, it can be a songwriter. Moana, you sang a great Billie Holiday song on your demo tape, so you might like to choose her. And though they're not strictly composers, it's fine if you want to do your assignment about a jazz musician. So, what you have to show me is that you've actually listened to this composer's work and you understand it. Sure, research their background and life story. But most importantly, I want you to tell me how the stuff that happened in their life has influenced their style. It's not enough to just tell me that Buck was super religious. You've got to show me how it's reflected or not in his music. Understand? Cool. Don't talk about, say, Chet Baker being a drug addict and a ladies' man. Unless you can show me how his music reflects that, if you can, then that's great. Now, when you write this assignment, don't just write it up in a night and hand it in. Writing an assignment is a process that takes time. Just like writing a song does. First, you do all your research, then you write a first draft. If it's a little bit long and over your word limit, don't worry. Then you can reread it and edit it. Cut down any writing that's too long and flabby, and rewrite anything that doesn't sound good. By now, it should be around the right word count. Then proofread it and correct any spelling mistakes or errors in punctuation and grammar. Now, make sure you keep a record on any research that you do. And I don't just mean book research. You might read CD cover notes, you might get interviews and stuff off the net, or you might do primary research. So, for example, you might ring up Tim Finn, and you know that song, I Hope I Never. Well, you might want to ask him, you know, was that song really about Phil Judd leaving the band, or was it about a breakup of a relationship that you were in? Now, when you guys end up as professional musicians, you're going to have to write bios and press releases. So I'm going to mark these assignments quite hard. They've got to be at least 5 pages long and double or 1.5 spaced. It doesn't have to read like a university thesis, but please use a serious font. If you like, quote, a book or an interview, I expect you to reference it with a footnote at the bottom of the page. There's an example of a footnote on your assignment sheet. The assignment's due on the 5th of next month. That's a Monday, and you've got exactly 5 weeks to do it. It's due in the same week as your first performance assessment, so please don't leave it to the last minute. So, do we all understand what we have to do? Excellent. Then best of luck, and come and see me afterwards if you're having trouble thinking of a composer to choose or if you've got any questions. Okay, bye.